Happy Christmas Eve to all of you. I'm so glad that you were able to come and join us this Christmas Eve at Zohar Baptist Church. What a beautiful time of year where we get to celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. I'd like to start this evening with a portion of scripture reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole empire should be registered. This first registration took place while Cyrenius was governor of Syria. So everyone went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family line of David, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Let's pray. Holy God, we thank you for loving us so much that you were willing to send your Son, Jesus, to come and, as Scripture tells us, to be made lower than angels, to become as a man, as a baby, and to live a life that was of pure perfection that we can follow, so we know beyond doubt what you expect of us, and so that we could have a Savior, as we'll discuss through the rest of this evening. I pray your blessing upon this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
One day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that our baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that our baby boy has walked the angels' trough? When you kiss your little baby, God, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again, the lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the prisoners will be loved. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that our baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am.
God so loved the world, and he loved him in this way, that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world that he might condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Anyone who believes in him is not condemned, but anyone who does not believe is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. Belief
in the Son of God, Jesus, is our joy.
I wonder, as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die.
A poor lonely people like you. I wonder as I wander out under the sky. When Mary birthed Jesus, 'twas in a cow stall with wise men and farmers and shepherds and all. But high in God's heaven a star's light did fall, and the promise of ages it soon did recall. If Jesus had wanted for any we sing, a star in the sky, or a bird on the wing, or all of God's angels in heaven for to sing, he surely could have had it, for he was the King. I wonder, as I wonder, as I wonder, the sky, how Jesus, our Savior, did come for to die. For poor lonely people like you and like I wonder as I wonder, as I wonder, as I wonder.
Luke chapter 2, verses 7 through 20. Then Mary gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him snugly in cloth and laid him in a feeding trough, because there was no room for them at the lodging place. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today a Savior, who is Messiah, the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in cloth and lying in a feeding trough." Suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to people he favors." When the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what's happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the feeding trough. After seeing them, they reported the message they were told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, just as they had been told. For you see, the shepherds realized that to them was born the Prince of Peace. Turn in your hymn book to 205. We're going to listen to Billy and Kathy for the first verse.
We're going to play through it.
chapter 2, verse 11. Today a Savior, who is Messiah the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. This was the culmination then of God's love, as we read in John 3:16. As we read in the epistles in Romans chapter 10, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. One believes with the heart, resulting in righteousness, and one confesses with the mouth, resulting in salvation. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For you are saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is God's gift, not from works, so that no one can boast. This is God's hope. In your hymn books, if you'll turn to hymn 192, we'll sing the first and all three stanzas of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Tonight, we light what we call in our Advent wreath, the Christ candle. We've discussed over the several weeks the fact that the coming of Christ brings joy. Because of Christ, we have the possibility of peace. Because of Jesus and the love that God showed us through sending His Son, we can have the capacity to love with that same kind of love that God gives us, which is represented here. And all of that culminates to the hope that we have, not just because Jesus came, but because we know that our Christ, our Messiah, our Savior, will come again. He will come again. He will come again. Our ensemble will come, and with the organ, they're going to be playing Silent Night. We're going to let them play, and as the lights dim and go out as far as our electric lights, I'm going to ask that you have a candle. If you don't have one already, we'll see if we can get as many as we can get out there. And we're just going to start. I'm going to hand this one to Joan. And she's going to start in just a moment, lighting one candle at a time. As, again, our ensemble plays the organ, Silent Night. We don't need to turn to the pages because we'll just sing the first verse a couple times.
Church, I'll have those in the back. I'll ask that as we leave tonight, if you'll just extinguish your candle, and I think we have some receptacles to put them in as you head out the back. God bless you. Have a fantastic Christmas with your family. And, of course, we'll see you tomorrow. And if not tomorrow, we'll see you next year in the new year. God bless you all. Thank you for coming.